So, hello, I'm Jan Lachowski, and I'm the guy behind the KD Open Office Org integration project. So, I would like to give you a presentation of what have I and the other members of this project done so far. So, first of all, I would like to make a short introduction of what is Open Office Org and what's the history of the project and so on. So, I hope that it's not necessary to introduce OpenOffice.org, but if you don't know what is it, it's a full-featured office package which allows you to do a lot of things. Really, it's a huge tool, a great tool, I would say, for usage. It's a free software, and it's a huge amount of code. If you have tried to compile it, it would take you a lot of time, and you have to download about 200 megabytes of BZ code just to compile. So there's a support for a lot of platforms and operating systems, and for us the most interesting is Linux. So it's one of the supported. So this is what is it about. It's here, it's ready, it's usable in this time and in this place. This is how it looks like already with the KDE integration. So you can see that there are KDE icons there are KDE widgets and stuff. So here's some example document. What can you do with this office package? So you can create tables, you can write there, have embedded images, embedded vector graphics, and graphics, everything. So, the motivation of the KDE integration was mainly the focus on the user. So, the usability is the most important part because when you are used to use some environment, for example, the KDE environment, you are used to some graphics. The layout of menus and everything. When you get used to some environment, it increases your productivity because you know where to find anything and stuff. So, well, and you also want to have your data available. So this again about increasing productivity, because when you have to copy and paste everything from one application to another, it just slows you down. And another thing was beauty, because everyone was complaining how OpenOffice.org looks in the modern KDE desktop. So, and for me it was a challenge, and now it's fun. So, so goals of the project. One of the first goals was look and feel of the KDE platform. That was the first. Another goals are access to data sources, as I mentioned, and access to address book. But all this integration has to be optional, so it mustn't disturb people when they are running OpenOffice.org outside KDE. They have to be able to build it without KDE or Qt libraries, because upstream wouldn't accept patches that would break this, and of course it doesn't have mustn't influence GNOME integration. So it all started about 2 years ago when I finished the university and I wanted some project to work on, and there was nothing like Google's Summer of Code, so I invented my project, and it was Kaku. It was a key part for displaying OpenOffice.org files in Conqueror. Then I continued on KDE VCL plug, but instead some other sub-projects were finished first. So it was KDE native widget framework, KDE file picker, then the VCL plug, then new icons, and finally a month ago, or 2 months ago, the KDE integration, the first part of KDE integration appeared in the official OpenOffice R builds, and now Eric Bischoff works on KDE address book connector. So, closed with OpenOffice org, there's also OOO build. What is it? It was originally a tool for Siemens to build OpenOffice org more conventionally, because to configure it and to run the build isn't an easy task. So now it evolved into a set of scripts that make OpenOffice org building easier, and it's used by most of the major Linux distributions. Also, it's a set of patches which are not ready for upstreaming yet, because, for example, they are too controversial, or just sans do not want to present it in the recent version and want to wait for another version or something. So, also, there's a wiki for OpenOffice org development. There's Linux Crux reference for all OpenOffice sources. There's Bonsai to have a look at to extract CVS commits and so on. So there's the homepage of this. Now I would like to talk about theming in OpenOffice org. So, Native Widget Framework, it's NWF, it's the framework which allows you to render the widgets according to the style chosen in the desktop. So, for example, the buttons or all widgets. So, it's not just about the look, it's also about the feel. So, when it's possible, we try to get the feel of the platform. So, for example, KDE is known for the three button scroll bars. So we have to emulate them as well, mouse over effect, and so on. It has been started by Stefan Schaeffer and Dan Williams, and I joined them later. It's a series of patches to OpenOffice org's toolkit. And currently there are available Windows XP styles, GTK plus, and KDE. So how does it work? We have to have access to K application, to have access to the K style instance. And then when the widget is about to be drawn, we ask the Native Widget Framework if it can draw it. If yes, we draw it, of course, and if not, the VCL has to draw the original Windows 95 widget. So, and then VCL draws the text over the widget. It's not so that the text is drawn by the Native Widget framework, because it introduced just problems. So we did it so this way. So, and now comes VCL bugs. So, as I said before, we wanted optionality. So we do not want to link against KDE libraries. So VCL plugs have to be inventive. So what are VCL plugs? VCL plugs are in fact just plugins that are instantiated from the OpenOffice org toolkit, and which are responsible for drawing and for starting up the Native Widget Framework. So, these plugins are linked against the KDE libraries, but the VCL, the OpenOffice org toolkit itself, is not. So when it detects that we run in KDE, the appropriate plugin is loaded, and so then we have access to the Night Diligent framework. So there are currently just generic X plugin, GTK Plus, and KDE plugin. So first of all, I thought that I could re-implement everything with just Qt and KDE functions, but it turned out to be a huge task, and I wouldn't be able to complete it. And if I ever completed it, it would be a maintenance nightmare. So we had to have a look at how does it do GTK Plus VCO plug, and it does it so that it's just linked against the X plugin, and then the initialization is done. So there were problems with GTK events and blocking, but they are already solved. So Michael Meeks did a second implementation of KDE VCL plug, which is against linked, which is again linked against the generic plugin, and does just the initialization and nothing more. So there are no Qt events in this VCL plugin. So this approach is better. So I will have to introduce the events there because of file dialog, KDE file dialog. So another part of the integration of the loop of the integration were the crystal icons. So now we have in OpenOffice org full alpha support for KDE for icons. It wasn't so before. There were just 24-bit deep icons available before, and the transparency was just handled by just one bit, so it was possible just to say if it's transparent or not, but nothing more. So luckily now we have full alpha transparency, so we can have nice icons now. OpenOffice.org is designed to have just one icon set, so I had to do a series of patches which introduced the icon switching. So now with these patches you are able to switch icon sets on the fly. So when you choose another, it's switched. It's available with the patches from the tools options dialogs. And another patch which is needed is to render the disabled icons better, because OpenOffice.org itself does just assumptions about the icons and converts them to some grayscale icons, but it looks real ugly with KDE icons. You can see the example just over there. So another step was to find appropriate icons. I found about 250. Another ones were found by other people, but then Nuno and Robert Lee came in and produced a lot of beautiful icons. So big thanks. But there are problems with licensing, because we would like to have the official the crystal icon set in the official builds, but Sun requests double licensing LGPL and SISSL for the commits, but the icons come from deep history, so we have to track down the origins of the icons and ask the people to sign a joint copyright assignment, which is a prerequisite for SISSL. Or another choice is to ask Sun whether we can have the LGPL icons just as an external source inside the OpenOffice org CVS. So another part of the integration is file dialog. So that's how does it look like. And to give you the impression how it is implemented, I have to tell you anything something about universal network objects. You know, this is OpenOffice.org's component architecture. It's in some aspects similar to Corba. It also can define interfaces through it and write it to IDLs, and then some headers can be generated from the IDLs, and you can create bindings. You can create through the bindings calls to other parts of OpenOffice. So currently there are bindings for C++, Java, and Python, and you can also access the components, but not implement components using OpenOffice Basic and Mono. And this can be used for implementing functionality or for controlling instance from outside. So KDE file dialog uses the first of this. File dialog in OpenOffice.org is just a service that can be easily implemented and registered and then OpenOffice.org will use another file dialog. So this is implemented in a library, which is YellowPen. So again, we have no problem with another integration projects because this is the YellowPen. So we don't have so when the KDE libraries are unavailable, this just be skipped, and it will just be skipped, and another will be used. Currently, it's implemented as out of process. So I have a standalone binary which works as a filter, and it gets commands from standard input, and it sends the output to standard output. And there's a small wrapper which does the calls, which just converts the calls from to call to this binary. I would like to change it to be in process, but as I said before, I have problems with threading with this, and I would have to, or I will have to introduce Qt events first to be able to do it in process. So now I get to the data sources. What we have now is KDE address book. So address books in OpenOffice.org can be just browsed, or they can be used for composition of serial letters, or then they can be accessed from OpenOffice.org Basic, Python, and so macros. So this is how does address book in OpenOffice.org look like. Again, the connectors, the address book connectors are services, so it's quite easy to implement a new binding. So Eric Bischoff started it about 2 months ago. Now he claims that it's in alpha state, but I know that it's usable. And he is now working on integrating it to the normal, to the official OpenOffice.org build, and implements SQL requests, which are required for the new OpenOffice.org base program, which is now available with OpenOffice.org 1.2.2.0. And the last of the projects, but in history it was the first, is Kaku. Kaku is a read-only key part which can be used for displaying open office Word documents inside Conqueror Windows. It was the first part with a split screen, and it uses the second usage of the and it uses to control OpenOffice Word. So when users browse in their Conqueror to OpenOffice Word document, Kaku starts, and it does. It tries to find a running instance of OpenOffice Word. If it doesn't find one, it starts a new one and passes it a window ID of the key part, it's my main widget, and OpenOffice Word then draws to this window. Also, it has to hide the OpenOffice Word's menus and toolbars and open the document. The hiding of toolbars and menus is necessary because it's not possible to show just the document part of OpenOffice Word. So, as I said, there are limitations. The main limitation, I think, there is, it's that OpenOffice Word has to be run on background because as a separate process, because there are lots of problems with it. For example, when the OpenOffice Org crashes or is killed, then Keypart has troubles with bindings and cleanup and everything. And I'm happy that it doesn't crash. So another limitation is that for now it's for one X only, and I will have to change it for 2.0. So the future of the project, quite a bit of time, sorry. So it's still a lot of work. So as I mentioned, the Qt events are necessary for the correct implementation of the KD file picker in process. I have to fix Kaku for 2.x. Another project is to implement Kaio for OpenOffice Org, and somewhere in the future one could also imagine standard KD dialogues, for example, print dialogue and search dialogues and similar for OpenOffice Org. So if there are volunteers, join. And if you want some more information, you can browse these pages. So, thank you. Yes?
Do you think that the embedding of OpenOffice in Conqueror is as useful as all the problems you have with it? I'm not seeing the use of embedding in Conqueror as so handy that you can have all these problems satisfied with it. I mean, you have tons of problems with Cuckoo, you said, and it's taking very long to open the document.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you could just open the full open office and...
Yeah, that's why it's low priority to fix for 2.0.
Yeah.
In fact, Kaku is in a version which I made 2 years ago, so there's no progress with it in the meantime. So.
Yeah, but I think even if it's not really useful in Conqueror or Time Manager, it's still, once you apply it to Password or something, it's different than you reuse it in your application. So maybe not for benefits, because I guess there are other ways to remedy it. In general, when you create the class, hey, that means you can test it in Conqueror, but what you really want is that this makes it possible for a third-party ISV application developer to embed this part of the application into its own. Like, you know, because you have the time, I want the one person to come to the company and then you work with their application. The point is not really the Conqueror embedding for itself.
I think it is urgently for my users that there are embedded office and KDE applications. We use Open Web Access. We want to use a single application, Conqueror, for browsing. on an exceptions, and it is necessary for the users that they have one application and not two. Mm-hmm. And if the OpenOffice is embedded, they have one application. And the other task is they have no downloads, but they can put what they get on the screen in the Kicker and then in Clipper, and then they put it in on their desktop and put it in Microsoft Word and so on, what they have on the desktop on the, as they work. And it's a problem that OpenOffice integration in KDE is not so perfectly that the Clipper works correctly. Mm-hmm. It's necessary to change this.
Yeah.
So it's the OpenOffice in KMail, if you get attachments, Word documents, and so on, it needs a long time to open OpenOffice, and then you can see what you have, then you mark your text, what you want to cut and paste, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you have in Clipper only a part of that, what you marked. They have to, the workaround is to export OpenOffice to PDF, then open Acrobat Reader, then make a text marking, and then put it to the Clipper, and then put it to Microsoft Word on the other side of the OpenOffice. It's on Slash 9. I think one one three.
Yeah, so I guess the copy and paste problem was solved.
It was solved.
In the recent use of this.
Okay.
Do you have any roadmap for Cuckoo?
For Cuckoo and OpenOffice too? Or Cuckoo is something very interesting, as Guy pointed, not because of concurrent integration, but because of link integration with third-party applications. I am really interested in embedding OpenOffice Impress in my application that I cannot currently do. Cuckoo is very interesting.
Well, so the simple answer is no, I have no roadmap. But as I said, the Cuckoo is momentarily a little lower in priority, so I will try to fix it, but I really don't know when. So.
Based on the information that I've seen here, a lot of effort was put into trying to get this to work, but the solution is not really the ones that are desired at this point. Now there's too much being run out of process right now. But the real solution for putting this in process seems to be reluctance on the side of the OpenOffice team to have that work completed. First, is that assessment correct based on what you said? And secondly, if it is correct, what is the estimate to get a first cut properly implemented KDE enabled open office into their tree?
Into what tree?
Into the open office tree.
Well, maybe I didn't tell it. The hugest part of the integration is already in the OpenOffice org tree, and it is in the OpenOffice org builds, in recent builds. It took 1.5 years to get it there, but it's there, so.
Okay.
So I would like to make it clear that it's there. Yeah. And the part which is out of process is the only the file dialog. And I will work on it to make it in process and to make it into the OpenOffice or CBS. So this is the real problem, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know if Star Office, the next version of Star Office, will have the KDE integration?
If the
Sans Star Office 8, will it have the KDE integration, or will be out of this new release of Star Office? Maybe for companies, for enterprise, it will be very interesting because they will have an integrated application and not something looking like an LU.
I can just guess here, but I think that one of the reasons why it took so long to get it to OpenOffice was that Sans wanted to be sure that they could integrate to Star Office as well. But it's just my guess.
What about the state of Office OpenOffice 6.0? Because I once or twice tried it, but I didn't see really quick things going on. So what about this quick start for 2.0?
No idea. I have nothing to do with quick start. So, I just know that it exists, and Peter Mahi from SUSE made some work to work so that it could work with 2.0, but I really don't know about the things.
If one instance of OpenOffice is already running, does it make life easier for Casco?
Yes.
Yes.
So if you have one OpenOffice org already running, then the opening of another is not in fact opening a new application. It just points again through to the existing application. Then sends the necessary data and closes itself. So the already running instance then opens the window with the document you wanted to open with the second instance.
So then perhaps you should, on your priority list, after fixing the KDE file picker, that you make some kind of really working Kickstarter for users wanted, because with the amount of numbers with the today would be no problem to have /OpenOffice and...
Well, I believe that in SUSE it works, but...
the existing Kickstarter doesn't really work. It doesn't make things quick. Even if it's running in a kicker, if you click on it, it's 10 seconds.
Oh, so file a bug.
That's not...
KDE, but you also use some other applications. What we mostly do, or what it works for us fine, is that all the printing we route it through the KDE print application. That works real fine for us because we only have to maintain one. Printing process, or so we with OpenOffice we have the problem that they see two interfaces, the OpenOffice interface for printing, and then if you got define the printing process like that, which it works real well, then you have another interface. Okay,
yeah.
So if we are talking about integration, that printing process, I ask, it is improving also? Is like part of that integration, the printing, or is it going to be just like it is now for the next couple of versions?
Well, I'm afraid it will be as it is now, because if you wanted just to use the KDE print, you would have to skip the OpenOffice org dialogs. So you would have to generate all the file, PDF for all the file, which could be really, really huge, and then present it in the KDE print, and then the user could choose which pages to print, which not. So I think that it wouldn't work too reliable for most of the people. Maybe there could be a switch for this, just to skip this dialog and go to the KDE print. So when the user would knew what he wanted, it could be done this way, but I think that it's not really the way to go. And so the integration of a real KDE printing dialogue, well, it's planned, but I don't think that it will be a reasonable time frame, because as I said about the file dialogue, that there exists already a service that you can just implement, and you have your own file dialogue. This doesn't exist for print dialogue. So this service have to be created, and it implies huge changes in the OpenOffice code base. So I'm afraid it took about a year. So.
Okay, the point is that to get people into the use of email, so they abandon the fax communication. We have a problem there with the two interface printing, because to print to .ps document. We don't have any solution. But telling people not to use OpenOffice, or you have two interfaces and make the protocol to work on both of them, so they don't have mistakes with that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's two different projects, so it's normal.
So, any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you for the watch.
You're
some time, maybe this afternoon or tomorrow morning, because in our educational distribution, which we're going to put KDE on, and the only key application that we're going to put that is not already somehow looks like KDE, which we fixed Firefox, is OpenOffice, and we use Debian. So the Debian for KDE do not have So I'm interested in, so you tell me what we have to do to put Crystal on, and if we can make the packet for Debian, or it's already done, or we can do that.
So for Debian, it's
Debian Sarge.
Yeah, it's best to contact he's the maintainer of
So you can tell me his email or what?
Yes.
How can I contact him? Or so you can email me and just tell me. So
I will email his name and his address. So he's the open office of maintainer. I'm not sure why he didn't give it there yet, but it's available. It's possible.
Okay,
the best way for packaging OpenOffice org is, as I mentioned, the OOO build. It's I hope that the slides will be available from the conference.
Okay. If not, you can send it to me.
Yeah, I will send it to you as well. So it's just set of scripts and patches, and they make it available. Lots of distributions uses it. You know, SUSE uses it, Mandriva, PLD, Debian uses it also. So these are lots of distributions we use it. So you can just define your needs for your distribution, or just to talk to them why it's disabled and what to enable.
Yeah, because what we can do if there is a job to do, there is to make the pack. We can do that. So it's a way to collaborate. I mean, it would be a nice point if you use Uber, KDE, Packet for Debian, GAD, or it's already with a theme on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose it or whatever, or maybe you have to use the theme before you download the packet, but somehow, because now, it's, from what you tell me, I think it, we got somehow to hack it, right?
Mm-hmm.
To mix it or something.
It's just about configure switch.
Okay.
Well, so
when you
do a --, enable KDE, you will get it.
Okay.
So I will.
Yeah. The point is that we are talking about
thousands
of machines.
Yeah.
So all the updating have to be automatically.
I see.
Yeah. So we need a packet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's not packetized, we can put it the first time.
Yeah.
But when we update it, it will lose it. So we are really interested in packetizing.
Yes. So contact to Rene and contact to all the
Okay. By the way,
there is a KDE integration package in there, but I don't know if it is enough. If includes all the
what I know is that they don't have the right icons.
I think that they don't have the right icons. That's right.
Yeah,
and
for
the Debian package, I think that puts the ones of Gnome.
Yeah,
by
that is
yeah,
the whole point. Yeah,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, but they should be. But there is a list of the OpenOffice maintainers in Debian, so you can just mail the mailing list or browsing the archives. So
okay, I didn't know it was.
Well, just if you say it will make show OpenOffice.org in Apache, you've got the maintainer address.
Okay.
Which is just debian-openoffice@leastdebian.org. So.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. So it's a Debian problem.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. I mean, it's not.
I don't know, because I don't know how the official build of OpenOffice puts it. I think that they do some customization.
still do that.
Oye, qué rápido.
¿Estaba llamando?
Estaba llamando. Acaban de marchar estos. Y nada.
Yo dejo la cámara porque aquí esto está abierto y
con las cosas que hay todo. Sí, por eso lo digo. Abajo, ¿qué han hecho? ¿Cerrado?
Ni idea.
¿Y qué está?
Ni idea.
¿No hay nadie allí?
No, mira, estoy mirando abajo. ¿Le has dado a parar o qué?
Sí, sí, sí.
Para quitar la cámara, hacer un stop-all.
Había una URL. ¿Te acuerdas de la URL que era el puerto y demás, no?
¿El qué?
La URL del stream.
Sí, es http://streamfluendo.com/2.8850.